Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
I believe we have a lot of
many witnesses out there today that can say the same thing, that we choose to be to rejoice and to be glad in it. We are always excited about what God is about to do. We're excited by the mere fact that God, that He is God, and He's God all by Himself. I want you to know today that, yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough broadcast, and we are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God gets the honor, where God gets the glory, and where God gets the praise. For the word of God proclaims, if we lift Him up, He said, if I lift Him up, He said that He will draw all men unto Him. So it is our desire that men and women, boys and girls, they all will be drawn unto Him. Our topic for today here on the Breakthrough broadcast is faith to believe and to intercede. We have to have faith in God in order for God to do great and mighty things in our lives. We have to believe that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. If we can just believe God, then we will be able to intercede for the nation, for the world, for those on your streets, for those in your church, for those all around you, at the workplace, on the bus stop, wherever it may be, you can intercede in your place, in that place that God will have you to be in, to be able to make petition for the needs of the people. We'd like to tell you right now and let you know that you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Breakthrough broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to introduce to you the panelists for the Breakthrough broadcast today. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you. Certainly we magnify your name. Lord God, we thank you for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. God, with great expectation, God, we look to you on today. Father, we look to the hill with coming our help, knowing, God, that our help coming from you who has made the heavens and the earth. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for yet another time, yes, another day, God, that we can come before your people. God, that they'll be able to hear, that they'll be able to receive. God, that their faith will soar in the things of you. Lord, your words say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, you said that you will hear from heaven. You say, God, that you will forgive the sin, and you said that you will heal the land. So, Lord Jesus, today, on this Breakthrough broadcast, cause men to be healed, mind, body, soul, and spirit. God, many, God, to come, Father God, to be, that they too can be saved. And for this, we will glorify and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, you are listening to the Breakthrough broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and I would like to take this opportunity to introduce to you the panel for Breakthrough broadcast. They are as following: Dr. June Normill. Dr. Normill is a licensed professional Christian counselor. She is a member of the Word for Jesus House of Prayer. Her pastor is none other than Pastor and Bishop Elijah Johnson. They are located 5000 North Main Street here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Dr. Normill today will be speaking and discussing the topic Faith to Welcome God. Faith to Welcome God, which is taken from the book of Genesis, which is the first book in the Bible. And the chapter is chapter 18. And she will speak to you from the first through that eighth verse. And then we have another special woman of God, which is Pastor Francina Shanks. Pastor Shanks is the founder of Reaching Souls for Jesus Outreach and Deliverance Ministry. Pastor Francina Shanks today, she's going to talk to you about call to believe beyond reason. Call to believe beyond reason. And her scripture text will be Genesis, the 18th chapter, 9 through that 15th verse. And then I'm going to come back, Dr. Mary McCoy, and I will speak on Genesis, the 18th chapter, 16 through the 33rd verse. And my topic is faith to intercede. Well, why don't we just get started right now? Why don't we just go to the Word of God, the women of God that's going to come to you to impart truth to you today? And we want, first of all, to go to Dr. June Normill. Again, she's going to speak to you about faith to welcome God. Dr. June Normill.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, giving God all the honor and glory for allowing me to come before you today. And our radio panel and audience, I thank God for you also. My topic today is faith to welcome God. And I'll be reading Genesis 18, 1 through 8. And it reads, "And the Lord appeared to him in the plains of Marah, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and the rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto the young man. And he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat." I have read Genesis 18, 1 through 8. And at the beginning of this chapter, it talks about three unknown men visiting Abraham. And Abraham was sitting at his tent. And the reason that these three men was coming through that direction, because one, they really wanted to tell Abraham about his birth. And the second thing was birth of Isaac, his son. And another thing they want to talk about, they want to go to Sodom and Gomorrah and judge those two wicked cities. And the third thing he really wanted to do was just fellowship and just commune with Abraham. And I keep saying he, what I'm talking about, the three men, is known even in chapter 19 and 1, is very recognized as being angels. And through commentators and many people have thought and have said that one of those angels has been the Lord manifested himself. So one of them was particularly being the Lord himself. And like I said, he really wanted to spend time with Abraham and fellowship with Abraham, because the Lord and Abraham had that kind of connection. And it wasn't nothing new or nothing strange and so far-fetched that God would want to spend that time with Abraham. Because even in Genesis 21, when he called Abraham, you know, Abraham quickly obeyed God, and God had blessed him you know, in the period of him, he is also talk about even the blessings and the promises concerning the land of Canaan, and also to his offspring. So it wasn't abnormal for God to spend that type of time with Abraham, because that just was a lifestyle and a relationship that they had together. And it's just like us, when we spend time with someone and we really enjoy their company, we fellowship with them, we become their friends. And the Bible says that in Proverbs 18:24 that a man has friends must show himself friendly, and there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. And they're talking about the Lord. And Abraham had that kind of relationship with the Lord, because they go way back, like I said, even at the beginning, even in Genesis 12:1, and he talks about how they spent time together and their friendship. And even the hymn talks about what a friend we have in Jesus. And we talk about the friendship with God had with Abraham, and God embraced that relationship. Abraham embraced that relationship. So a lot of times it may come to our minds and say, does God desire fellowship with us, as us being his people? And the Bible declares over and over again that God desires fellowship with his people, and he just want to bless us. He longs to bless each of us, and with his friendship. And to be a friend to God, we have to spend time with God. We have to get into the Word of God, and we have to commune with God, and we be able to dialogue with God. That's like praying. That's interceding. That means on behalf of others to be able to talk to God. And to be in that relationship, we have to just use that time for God. So we're talking about friendship and also fellowship. So are those two relationships one-sided? No, they're not, because even to have friendship and to have fellowship, even on a human level, not so much a spiritual, even on a human level, it demands that we remain open to both of those relationships. In our spirit man, our spirit being is the real man. And even in the flesh, if you're going to do that with humans, natural man, or if you're going to do that with God, is understand that we got to be friendly. We got to be spending time with God. And we will have spent time with God by abiding and reading his word. And that's when we can be recognized as knowing that we're friends with God, is when we commune with him, we fellowship with him. And like even the visitors, when they came to Abraham's house, the angels, they came to Abraham. Abraham showed us that he showed hospitality, how he enjoyed them as being his friends. What he did, they said, Abraham, that he showed good cordial and hospitality to them. He bowed down to the ground, indicates that he had respect for them. And he made it clear that he wanted to spend time with them. He wanted them to linger, because in verse 3, he didn't even want them to leave. And when you enjoy the fellowship and communion with somebody, you don't want to get out of their presence. And that's how it is being in the presence of God. You just want to linger on and on. It feels so good. And another thing that Abraham did to show that he really showed his fellowship and his relationship with God as being a friend, that what he did was he washed their feet. And that's a tradition that would normally take place back in the Bible days. And the hospitality was shown when you would wash people's feet, because they had traveled so far and they had no sandals. So Abraham, he did that. He washed their feet. And what he also did, gave them something to eat. And he just made himself open unto the Lord and his, you know, the angels. He made himself open to them. Everything he had it availed to them, even as he had Sarah to go make them something to eat. And he didn't want her to linger around going store by the beast. He wanted her to make haste and do that. It was important to him that he feed the men of God. He just loved his being in the presence. He wanted them to feel welcome. He wanted them to feel comfortable. And as Sarah did that, and she completed the meal after Abraham got the calf, he presented them. He gave them something to eat. And he didn't sit down and enjoy the meal with him, because of his relationship with God, because his friendship, his fellowship, he enjoyed seeing them being fulfilled, seeing them being happy. He didn't sit down there and ate more than they was eating at the table. He stood over them and watched as they, you know, embraced what he gave them as being a friend, as being cordial and fellowship with them. And he watched them as they ate. And that's what normally took place back in the Bible days. They just made themselves open to what they had to give to the guests, but they could be happy with it. And it's so much like God just calling Abraham a friend. And even the song said, I am a friend of God. He called me friend. Can God really call us a friend? We call God a friend, but can he depend on us and say we are really a friend? Do we give God the things and the attributes and things in life that would classify to him and glorify him, that he could say June is my friend. Even though everybody who's listening is, he called y'all by name. Say, I am a friend of God. Can't he call us by name? James 2 and 23 said, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed. That means it was accounted unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Can God call us a friend by us giving God what is due, by from a cheerful giver, and then spending time with him in fellowship? And, you know, even about lessons that we can learn about fellowship and also friendship, we must know that God is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that when we open ourselves to God, he will willingly come in. But, and it's always been said, though, that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God himself, he said he will come where he's been invited into. He said, but he will only stay where he feels welcome. And that's the same thing with us. If someone may invite us to a place, have you ever been invited somewhere, and you receive the invitation, you went to the place, or you went and did, you know, to the occasion you was invited to, but when you got there, you didn't feel welcome. And then you felt so out of place that you want to leave. That's the same thing it is with God, with Holy Spirit, about our lifestyle with him. The Holy Spirit will come, even in our spirit, to us. We welcome, we invite him in. He longs to commune with us, but he will only stay if he feels welcome. He wants to feel that communion. We don't talk to him. We don't fellowship with him. How can that be a thing of God? He could call us a friend. No, that could be what associate on benefits. Oh, just a bit of benefit we have on being our friend for what we need him for. But what are some of the benefits that's offered by daily fellowship with God? What are some of the benefits we could have? Well, that could come from John 15 and 5. It's, you know, even when Jesus spoke about the relationship with believers, as we've been believers, the term of the vine and the branches, without fellowship, without friendship with God, God being the vine, we being the branches. The branches, we have to depend on the vine to have our ability to produce fruit. If we can't stay connected with the vine, us as being branches, we will fall off. And it's just like our lifestyle will be void and none. It wouldn't be full and it wouldn't be fulfilled. So we all need God as being branches of God, he being the vine. And again, I say that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, will come where he's invited, but he will only stay where he feels welcome. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Dr. Normill. We thank God. I hope that even as Dr. Normill began to speak to us about faith to welcome God, great illustration, great promise of the word because of the fight, one of the things that she said, that we all want to feel like we are welcome. And I like the illustrations that she has given, because I do believe that God, when we make God welcome into our heart, I believe in that God will forever live there. It's how we greet him, how we call upon him, how we thank him, how we treat him. She gave an illustration as to if being invited to a special occasion and you were mistreated, or you was like, you know, that you was felt like you shouldn't have been there, or they didn't want you there, then you would not want to stay there. But I thank God that we can welcome God into our heart, into our soul, into our spirit. And I thank God for Abraham and for Sarah. I thank God the way that they welcomed the people when they came. You know, have you ever been in a situation where they come to your house and it may have been unexpected? Of course, I'm quite sure that they didn't expect, they didn't get the invitation. They weren't told that they were coming, but they came. But they knew how to treat their guests. They knew how to embrace them. They knew how to show hospitality. Word of God told us, as Dr. Milner was speaking, how they let them know how much they welcomed them by their foot washing. They did that in those days because their feet from traveling was dirty, and they were able to give them shade from being in a hot place, and they were able to give them a meal. So there are so many ways that we can treat others, and most of all, the way that we can welcome God into our heart. I mean, God knows how to love his people, but how do we know how to love God? Do we know how to love one another? So I thank God that hospitality was shown in this instance, and God was able to manifest himself. I thank God that when you have the Spirit of the Lord inside of you, you can't do anything less than be hospitable. You can't do anything less than being nice and courteous. You can't be you can't do anything less than being kind one to another, and being as a representative of Christ Jesus. Yes, we need God in our lives, you know, so that we will know how to entertain strangers. We don't want to not entertain strangers in some ways. We know that we have to use wisdom, not understanding, be led by the Spirit of God. But sometimes we don't realize that sometimes we could be entertaining angels unaware when we turn people away, when we misuse them, are not kind to them, not one of them in your company or in your group. But I just thank God that God used Abraham and Sarah to be able to welcome these men, welcome them to come in, because they were of God. They were sent from God. So here we see in our next topic will be called to believe beyond reason. Have you ever been there? Called to believe beyond reason. Come on. We are just anxious and we are just excited about our next speaker, how she's going to give us revelation knowledge and insight in this topic, because I believe that God is going to take us through the scripture and God going to give and show us what he is saying in this next topic, called to believe beyond reason. I believe many of you out there have been in that place when it didn't even seem like it's going to be what it was going to be. And your expectation may have not been there, but when you can be called to believe beyond reason, let us let Pastor Francina Shanks take us there this afternoon. Pastor Shanks.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy. To God be the glory by his grace. Thank you, Lord, that I'm here today to speak for the Lord to his people. I just thank the Lord today, and I'm starting with in Genesis, the same chapter, the 18th chapter, verse 9. I'm picking up here, and my topic is called to believe beyond reason. Praise God. Verse 9. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. These are the three men that Abraham had greeted. And verse 10, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? My Lord being old also? So I can imagine Sarah laughing within herself about that. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, or I did not laugh, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. So the Lord, he heard her thoughts, praise God. Okay, here is Sarah put in a situation, her and Abraham. They are old, they are well up in age. And the scripture says it has ceased to be with Sarah as the manner of women. That means that Sarah could no longer produce eggs to carry a child. Her time had stopped. She was well in age. And then she said, Abraham being old too, shall I have pleasure? my Lord being old also. So Sarah, with her own reasoning, she was looking at her age and Abraham's age. Our topic is the call to believe beyond reason. So here is Sarah reasoning, looking at her age and Abraham's age with her own natural reasoning of what you see with the natural systems, your eye, seeing, sight, hearing, smelling, taste. She was looking at things, reasoning in her own mind. That's how we can get sometimes too, like Sarah, begin to look at the situation or problem or our age, and whether we're young or we're old, we'll look at the situation or problem. But you see, God does not work or move because of what we see or our natural reasoning, of what's reasoning in our mind. God is a God of faith. He is to be believed. God does not deal in man's reasoning or man's logic, a woman's reasoning, a woman's logic. God is a God of faith. He is to be believed. The scripture says that without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So God does not operate with our reasoning, our own thought. Faith goes beyond what we see or what we can hear or what we can taste, our own reasoning or intellect. Faith does not operate in our reasoning, natural reasoning. Faith goes beyond that. So that's why Sarah couldn't believe that. I'm old. She went to thinking in her own mind. My Lord is old too? Shall I have pleasure in my, old age? And so if we look at our own life, we have been in a situation where we began to reason, couldn't really believe, and it went beyond our reason. Because we began to try to reason, will God move? Will he do this? Well, he said it, but it hasn't happened. So, here it is. God had already told Abraham that he was going to bless him, that he was going to be the father of a nation. See? And then Abraham began to, grow old, and then it hadn't came to pass. So at this appointed time, the Lord decided to visit Abraham and tell him face to face that this is going to happen. I'm going to return that time of life to Sarah and yourself, and Sarah shall have a son. So Sarah couldn't believe that. She looking at her own body. She up in age, and the time has stopped for her to have a child. Praise God. But faith is believing beyond your reasoning. God is not a God of reasoning, not man's reason. God is a God of faith. He is to be believed. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. So we, as God's people, we got to believe beyond reason. We got to believe beyond our reasoning, because God is a God of faith. And we know in the book of Hebrews that it talks about the people of God that believe God. The Bible says that it was imputed to Abraham, righteousness was, because he believed God. He believed God beyond anything. He didn't look at his own body that was now old, or Sarah's body that was now old. God told him that Sarah was going to have a son. And so that's the way we have to be. We have to believe beyond our own reasoning of what we see. That God, if God said it, he's going to do it, and he's going to bring it to pass. Praise God. And I just want to give God all the glory today. And I thank God for Dr. Norwood, where the Lord spoke to her of being hospitable, to showing hospitality and fellowshipping with the Lord and with others. Praise God. And by hearing that word today, it moves me to come up a little bit higher, to show hospitality and to people, whether they're strangers or people in my own family, to be open to that, because the Lord always tell me, say, when we've done it unto the least of these, we did it unto him. So praise God. And going back to the message, call to believe beyond reason. You just got to forget about your own reasoning. Believe what the word of God says, praise God, and go against what you think or what you try to reason in your mind. God is not to be figured out, but to be believed. So I'm turning it back over to Dr. McCoy. Praise God for his word today.
Thank you, Pastor Shane. We thank God for the word of God. We thank God for that special topic of faith to believe and to intercede. Well, Dr. Norman came and talked about faith to welcome God. And then we had Pastor Francina Shanks that came and she talked to us about call to believe beyond reason. And then I'm just going to talk to you a little bit today about faith to intercede. And that is going to be taken from, the chapter is still the 18th chapter. The book is the book of Genesis. And I'm going to begin at that 16th verse. And the men rose up from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, and he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. And the Lord may bring, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Solomon and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which has come to me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from there and went towards Solomon. Solomon and Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Perhaps there be 50 righteous inside the city. Will you also also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are therein. But be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked that be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Solomon and Soma 50 righteous inside the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Perhaps there shall like 5 of the 50 righteous will you destroy all the city for like of 5. And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spoke to him yet again and said, perhaps there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said to him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Perhaps there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to the Lord. Perhaps there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak yet but this once. Perhaps 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place. We see the Lord. We see the Lord as he communed and communicated with the man of God, the man of faith, the man that was a friend of God, the man that was interceding for the lives of a people that was in transgression and in sin. We see that God knew that Solomon and Gomorrah, which were both two wicked cities, that was outside of the will of God. We have to ask ourselves today, how many people, how many cities, how many states, how many nations are out of the will of the Father? But then we have people of God that have a relationship with God, that know God, that each day they are petitioning God because they know that there's wickedness all around them. They are aware that there is wickedness in different cities and different states, in our nation and in our world. But it takes God, the love of God, a Christian, a one that has been born again, one that has faith to believe and to intercede for a people, to intercede for a nation that is dying and on their way to hell. We need to be a friend of God. We need to know God as Abraham, wherein God was able to speak to the man of God talk about how God has sent Jonah to destroy Nineveh. And there were people, thousands of people there, but the Lord had sent him so that he could speak and give warning to the Ninevites that they could repent and that they could turn from their wicked ways. But Jonah, he didn't want them really to hear what thus says the word of God, because of the fact that he didn't have that compassion, he didn't have that love for them. He didn't love them like God loved them, because they were too wicked. They were so hateful. They didn't have mythology. They did some terrible, awful, disgusting thing. So, but we see here, in comparison to the will of the Father, to God himself, as he was going to destroy Solomon and Gomorrah, he told Abraham, and with Abraham, with the love that he had for God, and he also knew that Lot was there as well, he began to intercede. It started out, Lord, if there's 50 there, he began to intercede to God. So he had that kind of relationship. Lord, would you not destroy it? God, would you let him live? God, would you not let him die? He began to take it as forth as he felt necessary to go and to petition their lives that God would not destroy Solomon and Gomorrah. They were a great nation, but they were wicked nation, wicked people that was not in the will of the Father. Do you know any wicked people? Do you know any people that out of the will of God that need to be saved, that you need to intercede like Abraham intercede, that God don't wipe them off the map and wipe them off the earth, cause them to die, cause them not to be able to inherit eternal life? Do you know somebody like that? Do you know a group of people? Do you know a population of people that are on their way to death and destruction and not be able to live and die, but die? Do you know someone, a group of people like Sodom and Gomorrah was? Because the smell of their wickedness and their sinfulness had came up before God. Well, Abraham, he petitioned God. He petitioned him. I believe he started from 50. Then he began to go down to 10. After that 10, he decided, well, he's just going to give up, because he didn't see there was, he was like losing hope that, hey, these people, you can't find 10 people in the city that is worth saving. Then my mind goes back to Noah in the book of the Genesis, in the same book, where we find that God was going to destroy the entire world. And God had told Noah to build this boat and how to build it, because he's getting ready to destroy it. The people laugh, make fun of him, building this boat, building this ark on dry land. They never used to say it in the rain. They didn't believe what he was saying. They thought it was crazy. There may be just somebody that you are living next to or you're going to work with, and they may think you crazy because of the lifestyle that you live, because you're a proclaimer of the word of God. So what I'm saying to you today, we should never believing and interceding for the people because of the fact that if there is a chance for them to be saved, we should not give up on them. How many people that you can think today have you given up on? Oh, they just a dope pusher. They just a wine. Oh, they just a prostitute. You know, they're liars. You know, how many people have you given up on? Threw your hands up. Turn your mind off. That no, they are not going to be, they're not going to inherit eternal life. They don't want to change, so why should I change them? But I believe God has given believers a more compassion. You have to have a compassion. I feel compassion. I don't want anyone to die and go to hell because of their wickedness, because of their rebellion. I know rebellion is like witchcraft. I know that if they do not repent, that I know that heaven is not going to be their home. But what's wrong with me as a believer? What's wrong with you as a believer? What's wrong with us not interceding and praying for them? Prayer is a communication with God, that we can pray for them, that God will save them, pray for them, that God will deliver them, pray for them, that they'll turn away from their wicked ways. I'm closing with this. For the word of God says, if my people, I know he's talking about the people of God. I know, but the people of God need to pray. He said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, he said that he'll hear from heaven. He said that he will forgive the sin, and he said that he will heal the land. So it is our job. It is our should be our commitment as believers to have faith in God. Now faith, not the faith that you think you're going to have tomorrow, but now faith. Now faith is something of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We just want to thank God for you, our radio audience, for tuning in today on the Breakthrough Broadcast. We just want to take this time before we go into our prayer and pray for you, those that are sick, those that are having trauma in their lives, those that having seems like a nervous breakdown, mental type of pressures, heartaches, and all of these things, you know, tragedies, and all of these things that are coming up before you. I just want you to know today that there is nothing to hide for God. For man, yes. For God, no. It's nothing. I don't care what the enemy has tried to do for your life, like in your life. I am proclaiming that God, he is God. He's the Almighty God. And he does have, not some, but does have all power in his hand. And no matter what you may be going through today, I want you to stand on God's word. We're getting ready to go before the throne. Before we go there, I just want to thank Dr. June Normale, Dr. and Pastor Francina Shanks for, again, allowing the Holy Spirit to use them today to impart the Word of God to you, our radio audience. And I pray that you will call not just one friend, but during this week, why don't you get 20 friends or acquaintance or people that you want to hear the word of the Lord and allow them to hear the breakthrough and listen to the breakthrough broadcast, that their faith was sure in the things of God, that they too would know God. And if you find yourself weak and without, almost at a state of malnutrition, because you're not reading the Word of God, because you're not studying the Word of God, because you're not praying and interceding before the Most High God, then you will get in a place beginning today, which is August 8th, 24th day and year 2013, that you will grow stronger and that you will look to not man, but you look to God for your help, your strength, your survival. For you will think about where are you going to spend eternity. I would like for you just to get ready. I'm going to ask Dr. June Normale to pray for those that are sick and have affliction in their body. And then we're going to have Dr. We're going to have Pastor Francina Shea to come and give the invitation of salvation to all of you who are not saved, who do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We're going to Dr. Normill. We're going to follow through with Pastor Francina Shane, Dr. Normill.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God, for just giving us, God, the opportunity, God, to come to you, God, for every answer, God, to every question, God, to every solution, God, to every problem, God. God, we know there's nothing too hard for you, God. God, right now, God, we thank you, God, for faith to believe, God, and this faith to intercede, God, for all those that are sick, God, in their natural body as well as their spirit, man, God. We thank you, God, in advance, God, that we know the healing of the children bread, God, and we thank you, God, that we have that relationship with you. We can call upon you, God, in a time of trouble, God. God, we know, God, by your stripes they are healed, God. God, we thank you, God, by their faith, God, they have increased, God, to believe, God, that you are a miracle-working God, God, even in the natural, God, as well as the spirit, God. God, we bind everything that Satan has brought upon their natural bodies, God, to cause their limbs not to operate and cooperate with the word of God, God. We speak life, God. We speak life that they will live, God, and not die, God. We thank you, God, for your blood transfusion through their bodies, God. We thank you, God, for the blood of Jesus, God. And we thank you, God, for 39 stripes, God, plus one to God that you brought on the Christ for all sickness and disease, God. And we thank you, God, even through this message today, God, faith to believe, God, faith to intercede, God. We thank you, God, they will grab a hold to your word, God, and apply it to their life, God. Not so much, God, in the natural, God, but even in the spiritual being, God. And we know, God, that you are concerned about the whole man, God. And God, I thank you in advance, God, for healing them, God, for the crown of the head to the soul of their feet, God, mind, body, soul, and spirit, God. God, we just thank you, God, for that, God. Those that are in pain, God, right now, God, I speak, God, comfort, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and we bind pain, God. And God, we thank you, God, that every organ, God, every tissue, God, every bone marrow, God, every blood vessel, God, we thank you, God, every organ, God, is lining up according to your will and your way, God. And we thank you in advance, God, for victory and healing, God, because healing is the children's bread, God. We know by your stripes, we are here. We thank you, God, for the natural healing of our body as well as the physical, God. In Jesus' name, we pray and agree. Amen.
We're going to Pastor Shank.
That do not know Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. The Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us. I was in sin. And the Lord forgave me and welcomed me into his love. For the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. No matter what you have done, the Lord's arms are wide open. He loves you. That's why he gave his Son, to show you his love. So all who are listening are welcome to come to my Father's house. There is room for you in my Father's house. So come. The Bible says come. Come. So come and receive God's love and forgiveness, because he loves you no matter what you have done. Father God, in Jesus' name, I come before you bringing these souls to you, those souls who have are repenting right now, Lord, of what they have done. And you can just repeat after me. Father God, in Jesus' name, I have sinned against you in heaven, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And Father God, I ask you to save me now. And Father, I ask you to give me the gift of the Holy Ghost, because I believe you died on the cross and God raised you from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen. And I decree it to be so. Turn it back over to you, Dr. McCoy.
We would like to thank each of you for tuning in today here on the Breakthrough Broadcast. I would like to let you know that as the woman of God upon this broadcast, we do thank God for your listening each week to this broadcast. And as I said before, please invite others to tune in to listen to the same broadcast at the same time. Well, in October, beginning that third of October, if you live here in Jacksonville, Florida, where the Breakthrough Broadcast is broadcasting, we would like to invite you to the Crusaders for Christ's World Mission and Evangelism Church. I am the pastor of that church, and I would love for you to come in and join our services with us. It will be at 7 p.m., and we will have a rejoiceful and Holy Ghost-filled time. So put that date down. Every Thursday beginning the 3rd of October, 2013, and et cetera, to come in, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, those are here that are in the city of Jacksonville, Florida. Well, until next Saturday at the same time, please tune in to the Breakthrough Broadcast as we again allow the Lord Jesus to come into our lives. By the way, I didn't give you that address. The address is 6416 Miriam Street here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. May the Lord bless and keep you is my prayer.